David Cassidy on 2NURFM, If I Didn't Care. Well, one man who cares a great deal about bringing you all the events from the Hunter, you know him, you love him. He brightens up every Friday morning. It's Mr. Lindsay Carr.
Oh, goodness, another great intro. Thank you, Rob. I appreciate that.
That's right, Lindsay. So what have you got for us this week?
Well, Theatre on Brunker in Adamstown has a new show, which is called The Games Afoot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a comedy thriller about a 1930s stage actor, well known for playing Sherlock Holmes, who assumes the detective's persona in order to catch a killer. So there'll be some mystery and a few laughs. In fact, the play won an award from the Mystery Writers of America. And The Games Afoot, in case you're a bit too young to know, is what Sherlock Holmes used to say when he set out to investigate something. And if you are a Sherlock Holmes fan, there'll be a Holmes stage adventure coming up in a couple of weeks. So, The Games Afoot at Theatre on Brunker at Adamstown.
And so I hear there's plenty happening in Maitland tomorrow as well.
Yes, and Sunday as well, the Maitland Aroma, the annual coffee and chocolate festival. So you can go mad if you love coffee and chocolate.
Two of my favourite things.
Really? Okay. Displays. Oh, chocolate. Oh, yes and no. Oh. No. Oh, I can take it all over.
What's your favourite? Are you a milk chocolate, a dark chocolate, a white chocolate?
I don't mind white chocolate.
Okay.
Yes. I'm not a great chocolate person. Caramel is more my thing. Yes. I was going to say I couldn't stand a bar of it, but chocolate I can occasionally, yes. Yeah. Displays and tastings from local baristas and chocolatiers. What a great word, chocolatier.
Chocolatiers.
You can learn the techniques of chocolate preparation and cake decorating, and they've got an outdoor lounge area where you can sip and scoff to your heart's content, and there's even, would you believe, a cafe just for the kids. So they'll be happy as well. Everyone's catered for. The Maitland Aroma.
Sure. And so a little bit of British invasion heading to West as well.
My word. Herman's Hermits tomorrow night at West's New Lambton. Been around since 1964. This, of course, is the revised British pop group with more than 20 of the original band's classic hits. So you'll be into something good tomorrow night. And you won't be leaving. And there won't be a kind of hush because people will be too busy singing along with all the nostalgia.
Very good, Lindsay.
Drummer Barry Whitman is the only remaining member of the original band. Herman's Hermits, tomorrow night at West's.
And so plenty happening at Wall's End on Sunday?
The Wall's End Winter Fair, celebrating its 32nd year. Nearly 200 market stalls, an art bazaar, and this year an expanded street food precinct. The Marching Koalas will be there, along with dancers and buskers. And it all begins with a spectacular grand parade at 9 along the main street, Wall's End Winter Fair this Sunday.
And so to finish up, I hear it'll be a bit of a dog of a day on Sunday at Pagolden.
Yes, but in a nice way. The Pooch Picnic, a canine-friendly day to which you can bring a picnic and the family dog, provided he's social and on a leash. Training demonstrations, pet pampering stalls and canine trick shows. And for the two-legged crowd, there'll be food and wine and fun competitions for the kids. So it'll be a nice day out of the country, especially if you have a dog. Take the dog along. I'm sure that he'll enjoy it. The Pooch Picnic at Pagolden this Sunday.
Sounds good. Thanks again, Lindsay. Always a pleasure to have you in the studio.
It's a pleasure being here when you're so nice to me. Thank you.
That's good, Lindsay. On 2NURFM, it's The Eagles.